Father, we come to you.
Padre celestial, venimos a ti.
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
En el precioso nombre de nuestro Señor Jesús.
Longing to be with you.
Deseando estar contigo.
Longing just to sit in your presence.
Deseando estar sentados en tu presencia.
We're here for a purpose, Lord.
Estamos aquí por un propósito, Señor.
As we know all things.
Sabemos que todas las cosas.
Nothing happens by accident.
Que nada pasa por un accidente.
We give you praise this morning.
Te damos alabanza en esta mañana.
Because we feel you drawing us places we've never been before.
Porque sentimos que nos estás llevando a lugares donde no hemos estado antes.
And I think it's the time.
Y creo que es el tiempo.
The season.
La temporada.
To be brought up higher.
De ser traído más arriba.
Work in us, Lord, today.
Obra en nosotros hoy.
May your word just have free course.
Que tu palabra sea libre de curso.
And may your spirit have free reign over every one of us.
Y que tu espíritu reine sobre cada uno de nosotros.
Help me, Father, please, get out of the way.
Ayúdame, Padre, por favor, a salir fuera del camino.
You can do what you want.
Y que tú puedas hacer lo que quieras.
You can say what you want to say.
Que puedas decir lo que quieras decir.
Be glorified, Father.
Sé glorificado, Padre.
Now we come to meet with you under the blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus.
Y ahora venimos a encontrarnos contigo bajo la sangre de tu Hijo, nuestro Señor.
In his name we ask this. Amen.
En su nombre lo pedimos.
Amen. Now,
ahora.
Thank you, Brother Nate.
Gracias,
everything
Nate.
There. Now. Is that better? Nate was stretching our vocal cords.
Nate nos estaba estirando nuestras cuerdas vocales.
I don't think that was an accident.
No creo que eso fue un accidente.
I really don't. I believe that was spirit
no
was
creo.
Working.
Eso, yo creo que el Espíritu
and
está
speaking,
y hablando.
He says, I want you up with me higher.
Te está diciendo, te quiero conmigo más arriba.
Now, a lot of things in the Word today.
Muchas cosas en la palabra hoy.
And we've been talking about our place in the temple.
Y hemos estado hablando de nuestro lugar en el templo.
The most holy place.
El lugar santísimo.
The presence of God.
La presencia de Dios.
And that presence.
Y esa presencia.
With him.
Con él.
With us.
Con nosotros.
In a revelation.
En una revelación.
And that's an omega revelation.
Esa es una revelación omega.
Now.
Ahora.
Looking at these things.
Mirando estas cosas.
I have.
Tengo.
used a phrase.
Una frase.
I didn't know if that phrase, I felt it was right.
No sabía, sentí que esa frase estaba bien.
And,
y,
excuse me, I'm looking for a place. Okay. I kept saying,
continúa diciendo,
this, those things represent a spiritual happening in our day.
Esas cosas representan un acontecimiento espiritual en nuestros días.
I was listening, I just picked up the token.
Estaba escuchando, seleccioné la señal.
And that's exactly the word he refers to.
Y es exactamente esa palabra que se refiere.
Referring to the message.
Referente al mensaje.
Now.
Ahora.
Every spiritual happening is a sign from God.
Cada acontecer espiritual es una señal de Dios.
Yeah, be careful.
Tenga cuidado.
Watch every spiritual happening.
Vigile cada acontecimiento espiritual.
Everything that happens is a sign.
Todo lo que pasa es una señal.
Okay, we're not here by accident.
Okay, no estamos acá por accidente.
We're not here today by accident.
No estamos aquí por algún accidente.
These things don't just happen by accident.
Estas cosas no solamente pasan por accidente.
It's a sign.
Es una señal.
Get into safety quickly.
Entre a la seguridad rápidamente.
Okay. Get into safety.
Entre a seguridad.
Get into the ark.
Entre al arca.
Not Noah's ark.
No al arca de Noah.
The place of safety today.
El lugar de seguridad hoy.
Okay, is that holy place?
Ese es el lugar santo.
The name of God.
El nombre de Dios.
Where do we take our sacrifice?
Donde tomamos nuestro sacrificio.
Okay.
Okay.
Where do we take our sacrifice?
Donde tomamos nuestro
Where
sacrificio.
Where we've been reading God's only provided place of worship.
Donde es el lugar provisto por Dios para oración.
Okay. Where will He receive us?
Donde nos recibirá.
Okay. So every spiritual happening.
Así que cada acontecer espiritual.
So now this could happen in no other time.
Esto no pudo haber pasado en ningún otro tiempo.
It could not have happened in Luther's day, Wesley's day.
No pudo pasar en el tiempo, en el día de Lutero, Wesley.
Pentecostal's day.
En el día pentecostal.
There's been so no such thing happened.
Nunca había pasado tal cosa.
And yet it was promised in the Bible.
Y sí, estaba prometido en la Biblia.
We're at the end.
Que al final.
Nothing can happen.
Nada puede pasar.
Till this time.
Hasta este tiempo.
It is happening.
Está pasando.
It's happening for a sign.
Está pasando por una señal.
So that is a spiritual happening.
Así que ese es un acontecimiento espiritual.
Now.
Ahora.
Here's some other things from that message.
Aquí hay otras cosas del mensaje.
I hope. We're getting settled in Omega Revelation, the critical necessity of this for if you are bride.
Espero que estemos cimentados en la revelación Omega para que tú sepas que eres novia.
Okay. Also from God's only provided place.
También de lugar provisto por Dios.
My action.
Mi acción.
Okay, and the vindication of God's word in my life.
Okay, la vindicación de la palabra de Dios en mi vida.
Shows whether I'm a child of God or not.
Demuestra si soy o no o un hijo de Dios.
Now there's God's only provided place.
Así que solo hay un lugar provisto por Dios.
Okay, did you hear that?
¿Escuchó eso?
Now don't sleep through these things. It's too important, please.
No duerma a través de estas cosas, por favor. Es muy importante.
That's the only place God will receive your sacrifice.
Ese es el único lugar donde Dios recibe.
You have to bring your revelation of Jesus to Him manifest today and speaking to us today. Then He will receive that. Your
Tienes
faith.
Que traer la revelación de Jesucristo en este día y Él te hablará.
Okay. So the bride gets pretty small, doesn't she?
Entonces la novia se queda muy pequeña, ¿verdad?
Now, I'm not trying to draw any circle smaller.
Y no estoy tratando de dibujar un círculo más pequeño.
That's not in my heart to do that, and no is neither in God's.
No está en mi corazón hacer eso, tampoco en el de Dios.
But God has His way.
Pero Dios tiene sus maneras.
And we have to adjust us to Him, not Him to us.
Y solo tenemos que preguntarle a Él preguntarnos.
Okay, where's His name?
¿Cuál es su nombre?
In His son.
El de su hijo.
In His house.
En su casa.
Okay, these are what we've been reading in God's only provided place of worship.
Okay, esto es lo que hemos estado leyendo en el lugar provisto por Dios.
Who's in that house with Him? Who is in that house with
¿Quién
Him?
¿Quién está con Él en esa casa?
The bride of Jesus Christ.
La novia de Jesucristo.
So this is also, this is from God's chosen place
Entonces,
of worship in Jeffersonville.
Esto también es del lugar escogido por Dios en Jeffersonville.
He says, there's fine people in the world.
Dice, hay gente fina en el mundo.
Fine churches.
Iglesias finas.
But there's one Mrs. Jesus Christ.
Pero hay una señorita Jesucristo.
That's who He's coming for.
Esa es por la cual Él viene, la señora Jesucristo.
Listen, that's where His name lays.
Escuche, es ahí donde su nombre descansa.
In you.
En usted.
In the bride of Jesus Christ.
En la novia de Jesucristo.
Okay, that's where His worship is.
Okay, es ahí donde su adoración es.
In her.
En ella.
And her alone.
En ella simplemente.
Only through the revelation that the bride has.
Solamente la revelación.
Omega revelation.
Que la revelación, que la novia
okay.
tiene, la revelación Omega.
Here.
Aquí.
Listen, this one's hard.
Escucha,
this one's tough.
Esto es duro, es fuerte.
From the message, why it had to be shepherd.
Del mensaje, ¿por qué tuvieron que ser pastores?
What did the great shepherd call them?
Porque, ¿qué es lo que el gran pastor les llamó?
Jesus speaking to the Pharisees.
Jesús hablando a los fariseos.
You are of your father the devil.
Ustedes son de su padre el diablo.
Because they didn't.
Porque ellos no.
They recognized the word.
Ellos reconocieron la palabra.
But the word for another day.
Pero la palabra para otro día.
Not the word for that day.
No la palabra para ese día.
Okay. How much clearer can you get on these things?
¿Cuán más claro usted quiere llegar en estas cosas?
Okay, now there's another one here.
Aquí hay otra más.
Also from the same message, God's only provided place.
También del mismo mensaje, del lugar provisto por Dios.
No leaven among you. Are you okay, bro? Do you need to... louder?
No, that's good.
Okay. No leaven among you.
No, ninguna levadura entre ustedes.
That brings the entire fullness of the Godhead bodily among you.
Que trae la completa. Oh my. La plenitud de la cabeza de Dios entre ustedes.
Thank you. He couldn't do it in Luther's age.
Él no lo pudo hacer en la edad de Lutero.
Couldn't do it in Wesley's age.
Tampoco en la de Wesley.
Couldn't do it in the Pentecostal age.
Tampoco en la edad de Pentecostal.
But in the day when the Son of Man will be manifested.
Pero en el día en que el Hijo del Hombre será manifiesto.
Okay, revealed.
Okay, revelado.
Brought back the church together with the entire deity of God among his people.
Trajo de vuelta a la deidad a la iglesia. En la completa deidad de Dios entre su gente.
Showing the same visible signs.
Mostrando las mismas señales visibles.
Okay, manifesting himself like he did at the beginning.
Okay, manifestándose él mismo como lo hizo en el principio.
Okay, when he was manifested in the form of a prophet God.
Cuando fue manifiesto en la forma de un profeta Dios.
Promised by Malachi 4.
Prometido por Malaquías 4.
He says, where do you worship?
Él dice, ¿dónde adoras?
The house of God.
La casa de Dios.
Seated in present tense.
Citado en tiempo presente.
Seated in present tense.
Citado en tiempo presente.
Okay. So what did he call the people that could recognize Jesus historically? Entonces, you are of your father the devil.
Entonces, ¿cómo él identificó a esa gente que reconocía a Jesús histórico? Ustedes son de su padre, el diablo.
So there's not a lot of waffling room here, is there? Oh, I'm sorry. How do you translate that? Let's see. Let's talk about waffles.
No hay mucho para escoger.
Okay. So we have talked about, and I got some more. Where is this holy place?
Ahora,
where is this place of worship?
¿Dónde es este lugar de adoración, este lugar santo?
It's the revelation of Jesus Christ
es
today.
Es la revelación de Jesucristo. ¿No?
Beyond the veil of human flesh.
Más allá de la carne humana.
Is that holy place?
Está ese lugar santo.
Where we see Jesus Christ.
Donde vemos a Jesucristo.
Manifesting himself.
Manifiesto a sí mismo.
Revealing himself.
Revelándose a sí mismo.
And he says, "Come here."
Y te dice, ven
aquí. And you hear an invitation.
Aquí está una invitación.
Be partakers of all that I am.
Sean parte de lo que yo soy.
And here
y aquí
is where he gives you
es lo que él te da,
everything you need
todo lo que necesitas
for rapturing grace.
Para
it's in this revelation. Okay? Go to the message, the rapture.
Vaya al mensaje, el rapto.
What's this text?
¿Qué es su texto?
Psalm 27.
Salmo 27.
The Lord is my light, the manifestation.
El Señor es
word
mi,
manifested.
La manifestación.
And myself, that is my salvation.
Y también es mi salvación.
Okay. Now he says,
ahora dice,
his next text.
Próximo texto.
Okay. Is he says there will be scoffers.
Habrán escarnecedores.
Thank you. Okay. And they will mock this.
Y ellos se burlarán de esto.
And they say, oh, where is the promise of his coming?
Y dirán, oh, ¿dónde está la promesa de su advenimiento?
Nothing's changed.
Nada ha cambiado.
All things remain the same.
Todas las cosas permanecen lo mismo.
Are you with me?
¿Está conmigo?
But to the bride,
pero la novia,
who sees a spiritual happening,
quien está viendo el acontecimiento,
who has the discernment,
que tiene el discernimiento,
this is not God.
Ese no es Dios.
That's a man.
Ese es un hombre.
It's just a servant.
Es un sirviente.
I'm a sinner saved by grace.
Un pecador salvado por gracia.
But he can also look at that picture.
Pero también puedes ver esa foto.
That's a spiritual happening.
Ese es un acontecimiento espiritual.
That's God.
Ese es Dios.
Okay.
Okay.
Because she has the revelation that she can rightly divide the word of God. So here today,
aquí, ahora,
I got. We'll see. Excuse me. I want to talk.
Quiero hablar.
In that place.
En ese lugar.
In that temple.
En ese templo.
He says, "This temple is for my name."
Y dice, este templo es para mi nombre.
So I want to talk to you.
Entonces quiero hablarles
this morning.
Esta mañana.
This is entitled, just so your minds are clear with it, the manifold blessings.
Esto es titulado solo para que sus mentes estén claras.
In the name of God.
Las bendiciones múltiples en el nombre de Dios.
Okay. Blessings in that name.
Las bendiciones en el
to the believer.
Al creyente.
Only to the believer.
Solo al creyente.
It's a spiritual happening.
Es un acontecer espiritual.
Okay, so we have two places. Would you stand with me? Proverbs.
Así que tenemos dos lugares. Podría ponerse aquí conmigo en Proverbios.
18:10. We all know this by heart. We wouldn't even have to turn there.
Todos sabemos esto. Ni siquiera sabemos. Ni siquiera deberíamos ir a ello.
We know that.
Lo conocemos.
What does he mean by that?
¿Qué significa?
Is this a reality?
¿Es una realidad?
And if this is the place of safety,
¿es este el lugar de seguridad?
Am I in it?
¿Estoy en él?
How do I get in there?
¿Cómo llego a eso?
Am I sure I'm in
¿cómo
there?
¿Cómo estoy seguro que
puedo llegar? Now the world would say, I believe Jesus, I'm there.
Bueno, el mundo dice, creo en Jesús, estoy ahí.
But there's light on this day.
Pero hay luz en este
it
día.
It says, now wait a minute, brother.
Y dice, espera un momento,
you better
hermano.
Examine yourselves.
Tienes que examinarte.
There's a spiritual happening going on.
Hay un acontecimiento espiritual.
You're confronted by that.
Y eres confrontado por eso.
Because that spiritual is saying, here. Is a strong tower.
Porque espiritualmente está diciendo, aquí está la torre fuerte.
Here is the place of safety.
Aquí es el lugar de seguridad.
Not there.
No allá.
Not in your mind.
No en tu mente.
Not in your imaginary Jesus.
No en tu Jesús imaginario.
Not in the Jesus of the denominations.
No es en el Jesús de las denominaciones.
But in the Jesus that has declared the Father and manifested himself
pero
today.
Pero el Jesús que ha declarado al Padre y se ha manifestado.
So 18:10.
18:10.
The name of the Lord is a strong tower.
El nombre de Dios es torre fuerte.
The righteous run into it.
A él correrá el justo.
Into it. It what? It the name. They run into the name.
Hacia él, ¿a quién? Al nombre.
Are you with me? Run into it. Not him.
A él.
It. In that name.
A ese nombre.
I'm safe in that name.
Estarás seguro en ese nombre.
With me?
¿Está conmigo?
So I keep telling you.
Entonces le continúo diciendo.
Oh, what God has done for us in this day.
Oh, Dios ha hecho en este día.
Correction from Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
Corrección de Padre, Hijo, Espíritu
to
Santo.
To the name of Jesus Christ.
Al nombre de Jesucristo.
Is so much more than just a correction of doctrine.
Es mucho más que solamente una corrección de doctrina.
What he, the favor, the grace that is bestowed upon you, taking you into that name.
Que ese favor, gracia, que está entregado a ti.
Are you with me?
¿Está conmigo?
This is important stuff.
Esta es cosa importante.
We're entering that holy ground that I spoke to you.
Estamos entrando a esa tierra santa que te he dicho.
Holiness unto the Lord.
Santidad al Señor.
Separated totally unto Him.
Separado completamente para Él.
Okay. The righteous.
El justo.
Okay, the righteous.
Los justos.
Who is the righteous?
¿Quién es el justo?
Those that see the word of the hour.
Aquellos que ven la palabra
the
de la
righteous
hora.
Run into it.
Los justos
into
corren
that
hacia
name.
Él, hacia
and in that name,
en ese nombre,
they are safe.
Ellos son salvos.
Acts chapter 15.
Hechos capítulo 15.
How you doing? Thank you, brother. Okay, Acts 15.
Hechos 15.
The apostles.
Los apóstoles.
Okay. Peter.
Pedro.
To the Jews.
A los judíos.
But.
Pero.
Paul.
Pablo.
And Barnabas have been to the Gentiles.
Y Bernabé fueron a los gentiles.
And they're preaching the gospel.
Están predicando el evangelio.
And the Jews come back and say, hey, these guys are not circumcised.
Y los judíos vuelven y dicen, hey, estos hombres no están circuncidados.
And there's a big fuss.
Y hay una gran discusión.
How dare you depart from circumcision?
Oh, ¿cómo te atreves a salir de la circuncisión?
For you and me, we don't even think about it. To the Jew at that time, it was huge.
Para ti, para mí, eso ni siquiera lo pensaba, okay. Pero para los judíos eso era grande.
It was heresy to depart from that.
Era una herejía de partir de,
right?
De eso.
So for Paul to be preaching, you don't have to.
Entonces, para que Pablo estuviera predicando eso, que no tienes.
They really had to look at vindication.
Realmente tuvieron que ver a vindicación.
That he can depart from their common understanding.
Que ellos podían partir de su normal entendimiento.
We have to depend on vindication.
Tenemos que depender en vindicación.
Because Brother Branham saying
porque
these things
Branham está diciendo
departs
cosas,
from the common understanding.
Sale de él como un
come on, brothers.
Vamos,
where do you take your sacrifice?
¿Dónde lleva su sacrificio?
There's only one place he will meet you.
Solo lugar donde encontrará.
Take that to the denomination.
Saca
you
eso de la
go testify this to your friends.
Ve ahí, testifica
come on.
Tus amigos. Vamos.
He did the same thing Paul did.
Hacemos la misma cosa que Pablo hizo.
So they go to Jerusalem to have a council concerning this.
Entonces van a Jerusalén a tener un consulado al respecto.
And in that council,
en ese consejo,
James stands up. And James, the apostle,
Santiago
James, and speaks.
Se pone de pie.
We're starting at verse 13.
Y empezamos el verso 13.
And we're talking about a spiritual happening.
Y estamos hablando de un acontecer espiritual.
Are you with me? We're talking about spiritual happening.
Estamos hablando de un acontecer espiritual.
So in verse 13, after they had held their peace,
en el verso 13, y cuando ellos callaron,
James answered, saying, men and brethren, hearken unto me.
Jacobo respondió diciendo, varones, hermanos, oídme.
Simeon hath declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles.
Simón ha contado cómo Dios visitó por primera vez a los gentiles.
God visited you.
Dios te visitó
to take you out,
para tomarte fuera,
to be a people,
a ser gente de,
for what?
¿Para qué?
For his name.
Para su nombre.
Okay.
Okay.
That's revelation.
Eso es revelación.
James spoke by the revelation of God right there.
Jacobo habló por la revelación de Dios justo ahí.
And to this agree,
y para este,
it's revelation upon revelation.
Para acordar, es revelación sobre revelación.
The words of the prophets,
las palabras del profeta,
as it is written,
como está escrito,
after this I will return,
después de esto volveré,
I will build again the tabernacle of David.
Y reedificaré el tabernáculo de David.
What is the tabernacle of David?
¿Qué es el tabernáculo de David?
The first temple.
El primer templo.
A sign of everything he saw in heaven.
La señal de todo lo que él vio en el
but
cielo.
Notice what he calls it.
Pero note cómo él los llama.
He doesn't call it a temple of Solomon.
Él no le llama el templo de Salomón.
He calls it a tabernacle of David.
Él le llama el tabernáculo de David.
Because David had the revelation.
Porque David tenía la revelación.
God showed, spoke to David and said, this is his
Dios habló
son,
a David.
Physical representation of a spiritual happening.
Esta es una representación física de lo que está pasando espiritualmente.
You, usted, a people for his name,
una gente para su nombre,
is a spiritual happening.
Es un acontecimiento espiritual.
Building this temple,
construyendo este
which
templo,
is your body right now, is
cuerpo,
a spiritual doctor, happening.
Es un acontecimiento espiritual.
I will build it again,
y lo reedificaré,
and I will set it up,
y lo estableceré,
verse 17,
verso 17,
that the residue of men might seek after the Lord.
Para que el resto de los hombres busquen al Señor.
And all the Gentiles upon whom my name is called.
Y todos los gentiles sobre los cuales es invocado
okay.
Mi nombre.
Okay. This is only to those people on whom the name of the Lord is called.
Okay, eso es solo para la gente que saben el nombre y fueron llamados.
This is bride.
Esto es novia.
All okay, saith the Lord that does these things.
Dice
does
el Señor
these things.
Que hace estas cosas.
It's a spiritual happening.
Es un acontecimiento espiritual.
Read verse 18 with me.
Lea el verso 18 conmigo.
Known unto God are all his works from the beginning of the world.
Dice el Señor que hace conocer todo esto desde tiempos antiguos.
Spiritual happening. Thank you. You may be seated.
Un acontecimiento espiritual. Gracias por el
okay. The name. The manifold blessings that are in the name of God.
El nombre, las múltiples bendiciones que hay en el nombre de Dios.
Beginning where we were last week. Please get these messages out. Please listen to them. Please read them.
Por favor, lea estos mensajes que hemos tocado el sermón pasado.
God's only provided a place of worship.
El único lugar de adoración provisto por Dios.
Paragraph 214.
El verso 214.
What is the name?
¿Cuál es el nombre?
The name is in the Word.
El nombre está en la palabra.
Because He is the Word.
Porque Él es la palabra.
What is He then?
¿Cuál, qué es Él?
The Word interpreted is the manifestation of the name of God.
La palabra interpretada es la manifestación del nombre de Dios.
So when He's interpreting His Word to
entonces,
us.
Entonces cuando Él está interpretando su palabra a nosotros.
Okay. That's his name.
Ese es su nombre.
I'm partaking of his name.
Estoy tomando parte
I'm
de su nombre.
Eating his name.
Estoy comiendo su nombre.
I'm in his name.
Estoy en su nombre.
If this is in me.
Y esto está en mí.
Okay. And upon this rock I'll build my place of worship.
Y sobre esta roca edificaré mi lugar de oración.
And the gates of hell can't shake it down.
Y las puertas del infierno no las moverán.
The name of God is a strong tower.
El nombre de Dios es una torre.
The gates of hell will not prevail against you in this name.
Las puertas del Hades no prevalecerán ante su nombre.
It's very critical in this time. You must know where you are safe.
Es muy crítico en este tiempo. Debe de saber usted dónde está seguro.
It's the only place the gates of hell will not prevail.
Es el único lugar.
The revelation of Jesus Christ,
las puertas del Hades no prevalecerán en el nombre de
the revelation of his name.
La revelación de su nombre.
Okay, paragraph 227.
Y en el párrafo 227.
By one spirit we're all baptized into one body.
Por un espíritu somos todos bautizados en un cuerpo.
That body is a family.
Ese cuerpo es una familia.
The family of God.
La familia de Dios.
And that's the house of God.
Y esa es la casa de Dios.
And the house of God is the name of Jesus Christ.
Es el nombre de Jesucristo.
Okay, that's all the way back from the tabernacle.
Okay, eso es al tabernáculo.
The name of the Lord is a strong tower.
El nombre del Señor es torre fuerte.
The righteous run into it.
El justo corre a él.
They're safe there.
Ellos están seguros ahí.
You have the name.
Tú tienes el nombre.
You know the name.
Tú sabes el nombre.
Only the bride really knows the name of God.
Solo la novia realmente conoce el nombre.
Nobody does.
Nadie
go
sabe.
Out and ask your friends, do you know what's God's name? I don't know.
Continúa, o sea, pregúntale tu nombre. ¿Cuál es el nombre
I
de
know
Dios?
Jesus.
No sé.
Well, but what's the name
yo
of God?
Yo sé Jesús, pero ¿cuál
well,
es el nombre de Dios?
I don't know, Jehovah.
Yo no sé Jehová.
What would they come up with?
¿Con qué ellos saldrán?
Okay. I have chose to put my name, paragraph 229.
En el párrafo 229, yo he escogido poner mi nombre.
At the door of the house of my worship.
En la puerta de la casa de mi adoración.
For my family will be gathered there under the blood.
Porque mi familia estará reunida allí bajo la sangre.
Okay, these are my house.
Okay, estas son mis casas,
my children.
Mis hijos,
my genes.
Mis genes.
My genes are in them.
Mis genes están en ellos.
I put my word in them.
Yo puse mi palabra en ellos.
I'll write it on the tables of their heart.
La escribiré en las tablas de su corazón.
What scripture is that?
¿Qué escritura es esa?
You're sleeping.
Está durmiendo.
You ought to know that in one second. Hebrews chapter 10.
Usted hubiera sabido
this is the blood covenant.
Hebreos 10.
I will write the tables on your heart.
De la sangre.
Listen to me, brothers.
Escúcheme, hermanos.
Listen, it's time we grow up.
Es hora de que crezcamos.
Okay? We can talk about our I'm having struggles and we like that and that's necessary. I'm not belittling it one bit. But you need to know where you are in the Word of God.
Podemos hablar de que tenemos problemas y no debato eso, pero necesitas saber la palabra de Dios y estas cosas
that he brought to us
que él nos trajo
must be so much more than head knowledge. They must be a part of your being,
deben ser
your spiritual
más
being.
De solo conocimiento. Deben ser partes.
And you must know and see them in the Word and debemos, become part of them.
Debemos saber, estar sentada en la palabra y ser parte de ello.
Okay. So what is a family and a house, and what does that have to do with the name of God?
Okay, entonces qué es la familia, qué es la casa.
Is this a reality?
Con la palabra de Dios.
It is to God.
Es de para Dios.
How about you?
¿Qué acerca de usted?
Is it to you also?
¿Es esto para usted también? Huh?
I put my word upon them.
Yo puse mi palabra sobre ellos.
I'll write them on the tables of my heart.
Y los escribiré en las tablas de su corazón.
Paragraph 263.
En el párrafo 263.
Okay, the headstone is crying, grace, grace.
Okay, la piedra de corona está clamando, gracia, gracia.
Passed from death and creed into a living word of a living God.
Ha pasado de muerte de los credos a la palabra viva de Dios vivo.
In other words, it's a spiritual happening.
Ahora la palabra es un acontecer espiritual.
You are a spiritual happening.
Ustedes son
do you know that?
Espiritual.
I mean,
eso?
Do you really realize
no.
that? You are a spiritual happening.
¿Se da cuenta?
You are an action taking place between the Spirit of the living God and you.
Algo está pasando entre
you with
el Espíritu del Dios viviente y usted.
He is working, he is transforming.
Está obrando, está transformando.
He's cleansing.
Limpiando.
Your conscience.
Su conciencia.
He's making you separated wholly unto him.
Él está separando completamente santo para él.
Because the bride is holy as he is holy.
Porque la novia es santa como él es santo.
Okay? The sons in the word are quickened by the Spirit.
Los hijos en la palabra son vivificados por el Espíritu.
Like a spark that's lit off of something to make it alive.
Como una chispa que es encendida en algo para ser vivificada.
And seated now in heavenly places.
Y sentada ahora en lugares celestiales.
In present tense.
En tiempo presente.
Again, just twice in the same thing.
Nuevamente eso, dos veces en la misma
okay.
cosa.
Already alive. And subject to every promise in the Word.
Ya está viva y sujeta a la promesa de la palabra.
Okay. So, why did I bring those quotes in here? Talking about the name. Because that's where his name is in his house of worship.
Porque ese es
in his family.
Está en la casa de oración,
where he's writing his Word here.
Donde él está escribiendo
where he's inscribing
aquí.
It. Is he doing that to you? Truly. Come on. Is God writing his word here and here? It has to be here because this has to be purged by the blood of Jesus Christ. And until this is purged by the blood of Jesus Christ, you will not be allowed in his presence.
Si tú no eres purificado, no serás permitido en su presencia.
The way into the most holy place.
El lugar al lugar santísimo.
Okay? Could the Hebrews 9,
podría,
10 to 12.
Hebreos 9 y el 10.
Okay.
Del 9, del 10 al 12.
You can't come in because the sacrifices that were presented under the old temple couldn't clean your conscience.
No podías entrar porque según los sacrificios del viejo pacto no podían limpiar tu conciencia.
So what is the blood doing?
Entonces, ¿qué es lo que la sangre está haciendo?
My conscience.
Purificando mi conciencia.
Okay. And it's not just conscience. Brother Branham breaks that conscience down into five parts.
Y no es solo conciencia,
conscience being
Branham,
one of them.
Divide esas cosas en cinco partes.
Hebrews 10.
Hebreos 10.
Okay, what is the blood of the covenant?
¿Qué es la sangre del pacto?
What's he doing under that blood?
¿Qué está haciendo bajo esa sangre?
Okay, he's writing his word here.
Está escribiendo su palabra
replacing
aquí.
Your thoughts with his.
Está colocando tus
replacing
con los
your reasoning with his.
Tus razonamientos con los
replacing
de
your affections with his affections.
Con sus afecciones.
Are you with me?
Está conmigo.
This is a spiritual happening.
Es un acontecer yes. espiritual.
This isn't just dead religion. It's a living God doing
esto
a
no
living
es
work.
Religión muerta. Religión muerta.
Now we're going into the name.
Ahora vamos al nombre.
Oh, I'd love to spend all afternoon someday. You know, we can't take it. I know we can't take it. I'm not faulting you. We got tired bodies. But I keep thinking, even our dress. I'm going to be honest. That's why, do you know why I am Wednesday night, so why I'm casual?
¿Sabe por qué el viernes
I don't want this to be a thing.
No solamente quiero que sea una cosa.
I don't.
No.
I've been in churches where it's a style show. I'm not joking. A serious style show.
Donde es solo un show de
and do you know where estilos. Mine goes?
¿Y sabe dónde va mi mente? Huh?
My mind goes, Paul.
Va hacia Pablo.
Been working on, down the dirty roads and dusty all day, and he goes and meets
está
with the people, and the next thing the people are gathered around, and the Spirit of God comes down, and he preaches for hours, and then he preaches for more, let's go to the barn, and a man falls off, and he's raised from the dead. Spiritual happening.
Que van al establo y un hombre es
we come,
ahí justo ahí.
We're dressed up, we got smiles.
Estamos bien vestidos,
okay.
Tenemos sonrisas.
What's happened?
Okay. ¿Qué ha pasado?
I want to go back to that.
Quiero ir de vuelta a eso.
I do. I want the reality
realmente,
of that. I don't care about this.
No, no solo
but Brother Branham says you give him your best, so we do. But we don't make a thing out of it.
Pero no hacemos una cosa.
So if somebody comes in coveralls, we're fine.
Amen.
You with me?
Todos cubiertos, estamos bien.
Spiritual happening.
Un acontecer espiritual.
Yeah. Oh, the name.
El nombre.
We always got to start here because Exodus chapter 3, where we've been so many times.
Tenemos que empezar aquí.
Moses.
En Éxodo.
The burning bush. God coming on the scene.
Moisés.
The text for the message, third Exodus. And Brother Branham loves these phrases.
Hermano Branham ama estas
okay.
Frases en el capítulo
it's 3. Phrases, it's a spiritual happening.
Estas frases son acontecer espiritual.
Okay. What are the things? Here's Moses.
¿Qué son las
here's
cosas?
A bush.
Aquí está Moisés,
it's on fire, but it's not burning.
Está en fuego, pero no está quemando.
It's supernatural.
Es sobrenatural.
The leaves look nice and green and pretty, and
las hojas se ven
the branches, and they're not being consumed, but there's fire there.
Las ramas no se consumen, pero
and he
fuego
says, what's
ahí?
Going on?
Y dice, ¿qué está pasando?
This is a spiritual happening.
Esto es un acontecer espiritual.
And most people couldn't recognize a spiritual happening for nothing.
Mucha gente ni siquiera puede reconocer ese acontecer.
Okay. So, the Lord said, verse 7, here's the phrases that he loves for the message.
En el verso 7,
third Exodus. Verse 7.
Esta es la frase que él usó en el mensaje de tercer Exodus.
I have seen
he visto
the affliction.
La aflicción.
I have heard
he
their cry. Verse 8.
Verso 8.
I am coming down.
Vengo, estoy descendiendo.
Verse 9.
Verso 9.
No, excuse me, 10.
El verso 10, perdón.
I will send you. He says, notice that. Isn't that beautiful? I have seen.
Él dice, no te
I have heard. I'm coming
visto,
down.
He escuchado,
I'm sending
ahora.
You. See God's
enviando.
Way? Spiritual
Señor,
happening.
Un acontecer espiritual.
Well, you can argue with God all day long.
Hombre, usted puede dar,
I want you to come without him. Mind your own business.
Toma en control de sus negocios.
Yeah. Okay? So here is Moses.
Aquí está Moisés.
I'll be honest with you.
Ser honesto con usted.
This opened up to me,
esto me abre para mí.
Reading a book by Mark Strokarb, a brother in Arizona.
Por Mark,
Stroke. That's okay. That's okay.
Apellido.
Astonished at his doctrine. Who's read that? Seen it. It's thick. It's thick. Derek. It's Derek reading. Derek would love it. It's, but I get little pieces and it's so rich. It's just so incredibly rich, okay? So in there, okay, Moses is inquiring about the name of God, and this is from Jewish thought, okay?
Y Moisés está
from the rabbis, from the historic ones. Why would Moses ask the name of God?
Porque Moisés preguntaría
because
del nombre de Dios.
When he has a name, he says, if you tell me your name, I know about you, because your name is your character.
Cuando él tiene un nombre,
right?
Él sabe de él, porque tu nombre
your
es
name
carácter,
is
¿verdad?
Your character.
Okay, tu nombre
so
es
he
tu
says,
carácter.
I got to know your name.
Entonces, tengo que saber tu nombre.
In verse 12,
en el verso 12,
okay, Verse 11.
Verso 11.
Moses said unto God, Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh?
Moisés respondió a Dios, ¿Quién soy yo que para ir a Faraón?
That I should bring the children out of Egypt.
Que saque de Egipto a los hijos de Israel.
And he said, Certainly I will be with you.
Y respondió, verdaderamente estaré contigo.
But I have to read you the Tanakh translation, that's the Jewish Old Testament.
Y te tengo que leer la traducción del Tanakh, eso es...
Okay. And in verse 12,
en el verso 12,
he said,
él dijo,
I will be with you.
Estaré contigo.
Oh, this is so rich.
Oh, esto es tan rico.
Okay. And here's what the Jewish translation is. I will be with you.
Y esto es lo que la traducción judía es, estaré contigo.
That's your sign that it's me.
Esa es tu señal que soy yo.
Isn't that, you could spend months and years on that phrase. And that's why I brought it up to you over and over because that is so rich. Because right there is the principle of the first principle of the name of God. Okay? Number one, I will be with you. Isn't that rich? Now come on, because you can take that all the way through Scripture. Okay, what did he tell Moses? My presence will go with you. What did he tell Joshua? I will be with you. What did he tell with the prophets? I will be with you. Right? What did Jesus say? I will be with you. What did Paul say? He will be with us. Right? From the beginning of Scripture all the way through is that, and it's connected to His name. This is how my presence proves that it's me. Because look at the other gods. Oh, here's Ashtaroth.
Oh, aquí está Astaroth.
Okay? What did Elijah on Mount Carmel? Call unto the name of your God. What was it, Baal? Call unto him. Where is he? Ah, he was mocking them. Because he knew this. And he was saying, Where is your God? He's gone fishing. Right? Where is he? He's not around you. Come on. Do you know what this means for you? The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into the name. What does the name say? Ham, I'm with you. Ron, I'm with you. Patricia, I'm with you. Mary, I'm with you. You have nothing to fear. I'm here. It's me. The first thing he tells them about is the guarantee of his presence.
Es la garantía de su presencia.
That is so rich, so powerful,
eso es tan rico, tan poderoso,
and so needy for you and I in this day.
Tan necesitado para tú y yo en este día.
Okay. You with me?
¿Está conmigo?
The name of God.
El nombre de Dios.
Is a strong tower.
Es una torre fuerte.
The righteous.
Los justos.
Run into that name. My family, my church, present tense, spiritual happening. Here is the spiritual happening. And where there is a spiritual happening is the manifestation of that name. God interpreting the word. There's my name. That's where I am. That's where my presence is. Are you with me? You have to know where he is. What did Jesus say? John chapter 12. I am, for years the scripture is with me. Where I am.
Donde estoy yo.
That was where my servant will be.
Eso es donde mi servidor
right?
estará.
Why? Because he brings them there.
¿Por qué? Porque los trae.
How opposite the denominations.
Cuán opuesto a la
denominación. Oh, hallelujah. I'll go around. Jesus is with you. Hallelujah, honey. He just loves you wherever you are. Whatever you do.
Jesús
it doesn't make
contigo,
any difference.
Te deja ir donde tú quieras.
Right?
Contigo.
No. That's the opposite.
No, oh, es lo opuesto.
He says, where I am,
porque dice donde estoy
my
yo.
Servant will be.
Mi serviente estará.
And he tells you where I am.
Y te muestro donde
and he
soy
says,
yo.
When he brings you into that spiritual
y te dice
happening, donde,
cuando te trae
he says, I'm with you.
When
he brings you into the spiritual happening, he says,
él dice,
I am with you.
Estoy contigo.
Amen. The question is,
la pregunta es,
are you in that spiritual happening?
¿Está usted en ese contexto espiritual?
Listen, do you know what otherwise? If you don't address these things in your heart, you will pass over them and go back into your own denominational thinking and miss it all.
Si usted no toma esto en su corazón, usted irá de vuelta a
so
su
when
pensar
he says things that shock you,
y a él dice cosas que
you better
te impactan,
stop.
Por favor, mejor pare.
And you better ask yourself a question.
Y mejor pregúntese,
why is this shocking me?
¿Por qué esto me está impactando?
You know, I'll be honest with you.
Seré honesto con usted.
No. This is something that happened to me,
esto es algo que me
years
pasó,
ago.
Años atrás.
Brother Vail was preaching.
El hermano Vail estaba predicando.
And he's preaching. He says, "Grace and truth go together."
Predicó gracia y verdad son juntas.
Do they or don't they?
They do.
¿Es cierto o no?
And he says, "If you think you have grace of God and not the truth of God, he says you are insane."
Y dice que si usted tiene la gracia, pero no la verdad,
and
usted está demente.
Push stop.
Ponga.
And I went into shock mode.
Presionó un alto y fui a.
And I started to examine me.
Y me empecé a examinar.
And I said, what did I do with grace?
¿Qué hice yo con gracia?
And do you know what I had done with grace after I examined
myself?
¿Sabe qué he
hecho yo con gracia luego que me examiné?
Grace was a big slop bucket.
Gracia fue una gran cubeta.
Stop and think. What have you done with that word? Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ.
Gracia y verdad vinieron por Jesucristo.
Right?
¿Verdad?
Where is the grace to the people
¿dónde está la gracia
who blaspheme the Holy Ghost?
Que...
Come on.
Vamos.
Where is the grace of the people who are going to be in the tribulation?
¿Dónde estará la gracia de la gente que entrará a la tribulación?
You understand?
¿Entiende?
And Brother Vail put it this way. He said, unless I shock you in a way.
El hermano Vail lo pone de esta manera. Lo más, no,
and
lo
he said, I'm very sorry,
manera.
But I have to hit you over the head with a 2x4 to get your attention.
Y te dice, lo siento mucho, pero te tengo que golpear con un tubo para obtener.
Otherwise, I'll just keep my slop bucket.
De todo. Lo contrario, continuará la toda la flojera.
Oh, it's just grace. Oh, God will cover it. Yeah, you just throw it in that bucket. And just everything that doesn't fit in the it doesn't quite fit in the word.
No.
It, you know, but it's grace.
Se acomoda al mundo, pero sabes gracia.
And you have this big bucket of junk that God
hates. Y tiene esta gran cubeta de basura.
Stop and think about that.
Deténgase y piensa al respecto.
These things are a little shocking, aren't they?
Eso es un poco impactante, ¿no es así?
Come on, isn't this shocking?
Vamos, ¿no es esto impactante?
Isn't that shocking?
Eso no, ¿no es eso impactante?
There's only one place I'll meet you.
Solo hay un lugar donde
does that shock
encontrarme
you?
Contigo, ¿no es eso impactante?
You have to take your sacrifice.
Tienes que tomar
let me ask you a question. Did you have any idea you had to take your sacrifice any place? Or had one to
Sam,
even take?
Que tenías que
and if you don't take
lugar?
It to the right place, he won't receive you?
Si no lo tomas
Marianne,
lugar correcto, no lo recibirás. ¿Sabías eso?
These things shake me to my timbers since the first time.
Esta cosa
or do you just walk right over?
Último.
Oh, he, you know, you just walk right over. Oh, I listened to a tape today. What do you say? Oh, I don't know, but it was about God's only provided place. Oh, it's in Jesus. Hallelujah. We're done.
Oh, ¿qué es esto?
And you miss so much.
Y tú... olvidas tanto, se te pasa tanto.
But this is the time we can't do that anymore.
Pero este es el tiempo que no podemos hacer eso más.
This is time we must mature.
Este es el tiempo donde debemos madurar.
Sons and daughters of the living God.
Ser hijos e hijas del Dios viviente.
You with me? Okay, we're not getting very far. Let's go back. Revelation, Exodus 3.
Vamos a Exodus 3.
12.
12.
And he said, certainly I will be with you.
Yo estaré contigo.
And this is a token unto thee.
Y esto será por señal.
Okay,
para
my
ti.
Presence.
Mi
by
presencia.
This, my presence, you'll know it's me.
Por mi presencia sabrás
okay,
que soy yo.
And when you have brought forth the people out of Egypt, they shall serve me.
Y cuando saques a la gente de Egipto, me serviréis.
Upon this mountain.
Sobre este monte.
And Moses said unto God,
y Moisés dijo a Dios,
behold, when I come unto the children of Israel,
aquí yo llego a los hijos de Israel,
and shall say unto them,
y les digo,
the God of your fathers has sent me,
el Dios de vuestros padres you, me ha enviado a vosotros.
And they shall say unto me,
y si ellos van a responder,
what is his name?
¿Cuál es su nombre?
What shall I say?
¿Qué le responderé?
Okay. And God said to Moses,
okay, Dios le dijo,
I am that I am.
Yo soy el yo soy, el okay. que soy. Yo soy el que soy.
Not I was, I will be, he's the eternal.
No que fue o que seré, él es eterno.
Then he said, thus shall you say unto the children of Israel, I am, hath sent me unto you.
Y así dirás a los Israel, yo soy, me envió a vosotros.
But he doesn't finish there.
Pero él no termina ahí.
The bride of Christ always finishes there.
La novia de Cristo siempre termina
you
ahí.
Go on and you miss something.
Continúe y usted,
you have to go to verse 15.
Algo. Tiene que ir al verso 15.
And God said,
y Dios dice,
moreover unto Moses,
más a Moisés,
thus shall you say unto the children of Israel.
Así le dirás a los hijos de Israel.
What? L, capital O, capital R, capital D.
Señor. S-E-N-O-A, en mayúscula.
Okay.
O-R.
It's four letters.
Es cinco
in
letras.
Hebrew.
En hebreo.
Y, you know them. What are they? Y,
no,
H,
H-W-H.
H. It's secret.
Es secreto.
Secret.
Secreto.
It is holy.
Es santo.
It's so holy.
Es tan santo.
The Jews, back to my book, astonished at his doctrine.
De vuelta a este libro, astonished de la doctrina, sorprendido de la doctrina.
The Jews could not speak it.
Los judíos no podían hablarlo.
They do not speak it.
Ellos no lo hablan.
They will not speak it.
No lo hablarán.
Why?
¿Por qué?
Speaking his name.
Hablando.
Brings his presence,
trae su presencia,
and no man
ningún hombre
could live
puede vivir
if he came to you.
Si él viene a ti.
Do you know,
¿sabe usted,
what God has done to you,
qué es lo que Dios le ha hecho,
in the baptism and repentance, in the baptism of Jesus' name,
en el arrepentimiento, el bautismo en nombre de Jesús,
and made a way through his blood,
hizo un camino a través de su sangre,
that a holy God could come into sinful flesh.
Que venga a carne pecaminosa.
You don't know what a miracle that is.
No sabe usted lo que es un milagro amor.
Because the very fact that you're sitting here and not consumed.
Porque la, mm-hmm. la verdad es que usted está sentado aquí y no se ha consumido.
The very fact that you are not consumed but alive.
La verdad es que usted no se ha consumido pero esté vivo.
Is mercy that you know nothing about.
Es misericordia de la cual usted no sabe nada.
Amen.
You with me?
Amen. ¿Está conmigo?
So when he says capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, that is the substitute for this name that is so holy they cannot
entonces,
speak.
Entonces cuando él dice en mayúscula S-E-N-O-R, es la sustitución de este nombre que es
okay.
tan santo.
So when you say the Lord, you're really calling him by name.
Señor, realmente usted lo está
in the Psalms,
nombre.
In the scripture, when David says the Lord spoke to, he's calling
cuando
God by
David,
name.
Lo cita,
okay? And today, you can call him by name
usted le puede llamar por nombre,
because his name has been revealed only to the bride of Jesus
porque
Christ.
Su nombre ha sido revelado solo a la novia de Jesucristo.
The Lord Jesus Christ.
El Señor Jesús Cristo.
Nobody else will believe it.
Nadie más lo creerá.
Okay. So here, what he says there.
Y aquí, lo que él dice ahí.
Verse 15.
En el verso 15.
Okay. God said moreover unto Moses, thou shalt say unto the children of Israel.
Además dijo Dios a Moisés, así le dirás a los hijos de Israel.
Jehovah, God of your fathers.
Jehová, el Dios de vuestros padres.
The God of Abraham.
El Dios de Abraham.
The God of Isaac.
El Dios de Isaac.
God of Jacob.
Dios de Jacob.
The God of all of those was J-H-W-H by name.
El Dios de todos esos.
And you will say.
Tú le dirás.
Okay, this God hath sent me unto you.
Este Dios me ha enviado.
Now look at what he says next. This is my name for how long?
Este es mi nombre
forever.
Por cuánto tiempo?
And siempre. This is my memorial unto what?
Y este es
all generations. So what is his name?
Por los ciclos.
I am is not a name. It's a description, it's a title.
El yo soy no es un nombre, es una descripción, es un título.
You with me? What is his name?
¿Cuál es su nombre?
Capital J H W H. That a Catholic priest in the 700s,
I think, su nombre.
Wasn't that right? 700s? Made it into the name of Jehovah. Okay, but we know the name that stands for, in Hebrew, if it was translated, would be the Lord Jesus Christ.
En hebreo, cuando eso fuese traducido, sería el nombre de Jesucristo.
Do you know what kind of mercy God brought to you when he said, repent, be baptized, be immersed, be surrounded, be engulfed in this name of God? Now you have the nature of God. You're engulfed, you're surrounded in the attributes of God.
De los atributos de Dios.
Do you know that? I'm engulfed in his name.
Estoy
I'm in his name.
En su nombre.
And I am safe.
Y estoy salvo.
Huh? Do you realize what he's done for you?
¿Se da cuenta de lo que él ha hecho por usted?
Isaiah.
En Isaías,
chapter 42.
Capítulo 42.
Okay. Look at verse 5.
Ve al verso 5.
You know, thus saith God.
Así dice Dios.
And he calls him by name.
Y él le llama por nombre.
The Lord. But it really would be, thus saith God, J-H-W-H.
El Señor. Pero verdaderamente sería, así dice el Señor.
Isaiah 42, verse 5.
Isaías 42, verso 5.
Okay. That created the heavens.
Que creó los cielos.
Stretched them out.
Los desplega.
He that spreadeth out forth the earth.
El que extiende la tierra.
Okay, and which cometh out of, and that which comes out of it.
Y sus productos.
And he that gives breath unto the people upon it.
Y el que da aliento al pueblo.
And spirit to them that walk therein.
Y el espíritu a los que por
allá andan. This great Lord Jesus Christ.
Este gran Señor Jesucristo.
Okay. I,
yo,
calling him by myself, calling himself by his own name. I, J-H-W-H,
llamándose a él mismo por su nombre,
have
yo,
called you
Y-H-W-H,
in righteousness,
te he llamado en justicia,
and I will hold your hand,
y sostendré por la mano,
and I will keep you,
te guardaré,
and give you a covenant, for a covenant,
pacto al pueblo,
for the people,
al pueblo,
for the light of the Gentiles,
por luz de las naciones,
prophecy of Jesus.
Profecía de
actually,
Jesús.
Paul refers to this.
De hecho, Pablo se refiere
verse,
a esto.
Another verse here that
he verse aquí.
Replies it to himself, and that is an incredible revelation. I just, wow! To open the blind eyes.
Para abrir los ojos de los
okay,
ciegos.
This is the name. What other God does these things?
¿Qué otro Dios hace estas cosas?
Come on. Does Ashtaroth open the blind eyes?
Vamos, Ashtaroth abre los ojos.
What God is there like our God?
¿Qué Dios
right?
es como nuestro
that
Dios?
Loves you and puts breath into your house and feeds you and loves you.
Te ama.
Right? To bring the prisoners out of prison.
Para sacar de la cárcel los presos.
Okay? And now some of us are prisoners in our mind, like that song okay, we sing.
De nosotros somos prisioneros en nuestras mentes.
Some are prisoners and chained to bad habits and things. But
algunos
God sets us free.
Nos liberta.
Okay? And them that sit in darkness out of the prison house.
Y de casa de prisión a los que moran en tinieblas.
Verse 8.
Verso 8.
I am J-H-W-H.
Yo soy
I am the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yo soy
that is
Señor.
My name.
Este es mi nombre.
So he identifies himself and he tells you, this is my name.
Él se identifica a sí mismo y dice, este es
it's
mi nombre.
Not I am, it's this.
No es yo soy, es este.
That's the name of God.
Ese es el nombre de Dios.
Okay. I am the Lord, that is my name.
Yo soy el Señor.
And my glory I will not share.
Mi gloria no compartiré.
All right. I'm sorry, but we're quitting. Because we haven't even started. This is just the first scripture. So this is so rich.
Llegaremos hasta
okay.
Que no siquiera he empezado, pero esto está
what is my topic?
¿Cuál es mi tema?
Go home. Think on it. Read on it.
Vaya a casa, piensa en ello, lee en ello.
The manifold blessings.
Las múltiples bendiciones.
In the name of God.
En el nombre de Dios.
To the believer.
Al creyente.
You are so blessed.
Eres tan bendecido.
And I want you to know how blessed you are.
Y quiero que sepas
in that name.
Eres.
I want you to realize by revelation the depths of the grace and mercy of God that have been poured down upon you because he revealed his name to you and put his name in you. And now you bear his name. Right? What did he say to Paul? I want you to go preach.
Quiero que vayas a predicar.
He didn't say that.
Él no dijo eso.
He says, I want you to bear my name.
Quiero que retengas mi nombre.
Lleve. Brother Branham in the message, Christ the mystery of God revealed.
Branham, el mensaje Cristo,
he says, now the bride
revelado,
is impregnated with his word.
Dice que la novia está impregnada por su palabra.
To bear his name.
Para llevar su nombre.
So you bear his name also.
Lleve, es su nombre también.
Are you with me?
¿Está conmigo?
So beautiful. Let me read this again. This is from God's chosen place of worship.
Este es del lugar el escogido de Dios para adoración.
There is fine people in the world.
Hay gente fina en el mundo.
Fine churches.
Iglesias finas.
There's one Mrs. Jesus Christ.
Una señora Jesucristo.
And that's who he's coming for.
Y es por ella por el cual viene.
That's where his name lies.
Es ahí donde su nombre descansa.
That's where his worship is.
Es ahí donde su adoración
in
está.
Her.
En ella.
And her.
En ella.
Alone.
Simplemente solamente
can
en ella.
Can you deal with those words?
Usted pensar con esas palabras.
Okay. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ.
Y verdad vinieron por Jesús.
Full of grace and truth.
Lleno de gracia y verdad.
How do you separate those?
¿Cómo separa usted esas dos?
And yet we have done that
¿y hemos hecho eso?
For eons. And we've made this big sloppy mess.
Por eones y hemos hecho esto un gran desastre.
We'll just dump it in the grace bucket.
Solo lo echaremos a la cubeta de la gracia.
You better be sure what's in that grace bucket you got.
Mejor esté seguro usted qué es lo que está en esa cubeta de gracia.
You better make sure.
Mejor asegúrese.
Okay. Grace and truth.
Gracia y verdad.
Are together.
Son juntas. Van de la mano.
When he had grace extended to you, he brings the truth to you.
Tienes gracia extendida a ti, trae la verdad a ti también.
Listen, let's go back to Acts, one more scripture. Acts 11, I believe it is.
A Hechos 11, creo que es.
Speaking of the house of Cornelia.
Hablando de la casa de Cornelio.
Okay. Yes.
Verso 6.
17 and 18.
17 y 18.
Okay. Now this is grace going to the, okay. When grace was brought to Cornelius.
Cuando gracia fue traída a Cornelio.
Peter came. What? No, let's go back up. When grace came to the house of Cornelius.
Cuando gracia vino a la casa de Cornelio.
The Spirit of God said.
El Espíritu de Dios dice.
You go find the man of God.
Tú ve a encontrar el
the apostle of God.
El apóstol de Dios.
And you come and listen to the words of life.
Ven y escucha las palabras de vida.
Are you with me?
¿Está conmigo?
Grace and truth.
Gracia
I'm bringing you the truth.
Te está trayendo la verdad.
Are you with me?
¿Está conmigo?
Peter came.
Pedro vino.
And he brought him words of life.
Y trajo palabras de
and
vida.
Here's what happened.
Y esto es lo que pasó.
17. For as much then as God gave them the like gift as he did unto us, who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, what was that I that I could withstand God?
Si Dios pues les concedió también el mismo don que a nosotros que hemos creído en el no Señor Jesucristo, ¿quién era yo que pudiese estorbar a Dios?
And when they had heard these things, they held their peace and glorified God, saying.
Entonces oídas estas cosas, callaron y glorificaron a Dios diciendo.
Read it out loud with me. Then hath God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life.
De manera que también a los gentiles ha dado Dios arrepentimiento para vida.
Do you understand?
¿Entiende eso?
You can't even repent until it's granted to you.
Ni siquiera te puedes arrepentir hasta que
estés. You become a spiritual happening of God.
Un acontecimiento espiritual de
Dios. So the very fact that you can repent.
Así que la verdad de que te puedes arrepentir.
Shows that you are a spiritual happening of the Most High God. Are you with me? Okay, the manifold blessings
las múltiples bendiciones
in the name of God
en el nombre de Dios
to the believer.
Al creyente.
Because if you are not a believer,
porque si tú no eres un creyente,
believe me, those will not be blessings.
Créeme que eso no serán bendiciones.
Okay, but judgment.
Pero justo juicio.
What do you say? This message.
¿Qué dice este mensaje?
Every spiritual happening,
cada acontecer espiritual,
is a sign.
Es una señal.
This message,
este mensaje,
is a sign.
Es una señal.
Judgment
juicio
awaits. You se better levanta get into the
espera
place of safety.
Mejor ya entra al lugar de seguridad.
Okay. So, it's time to grow up, brothers
así que
and sisters.
Es tiempo de crecer.
You know, so many places, do you hear him? Even the baptism of the Holy Ghost. How many times I shouted, I danced. How many times have you heard him say that? What is he trying to tell me? I'm asking the Lord, what are you trying to tell me?
And
I think what he's trying to tell us, you're looking at all the wrong things.
Right?
He says, count how many times. Look it up. How many times he says that. Then, in the questions and answers on the seals.
En preguntas y respuestas en los sellos.
You know, he talks about you got to quit this junior high bubble dancing.
Sabe, él dice, usted debe right? de renunciar a
he,
este baile.
He's constantly, he uses the word bubble dancing. He uses
constantly
the word junior high level of understanding of the word.
Este entendimiento okay? de secundaria de la palabra.
Christ is revealed in his own word.
Cristo es revelado en su propia palabra.
He's coming for a mature bride.
Está, vendrá por una novia madura.
Okay. And that is exactly the spiritual happening
y es exactamente el acontecer espiritual
of the Holy Ghost
del Espíritu Santo
in you
en usted
today.
Hoy.
Amen.
There is a spiritual happening
y es un acontecer
saying,
espiritual.
Come on,
diciendo,
grow up my son.
Crece, hijo.
Because I'm coming for mature, I'm not coming for babes.
Porque vengo por maduro,
right?
No por bebés.
But that's what he said.
Dijo,
perfect faith.
Fe perfecta.
Not baby faith.
No,
perfect
fe
faith.
Bebé.
It's holding up the rapture.
Fe perfecta okay. Estará teniendo el rapture.
Knoweth it not. The only thing
no
holding
sabe
up the rapture.
La una cosa, la única
readiness
cosa que
of the bride. You got to get to this mature where we become this living.
Trate de madurar para venir a ser esta viviente.
And I'm not offended when he says
no
there's
ofende
only one place he will meet me.
Cuando me dice que es el único lugar donde me
but he has shaken me to my timbers.
Pero me
I'm speaking of Don Hoffman. Yeah.
Todavía
he shakes me.
Todavía me sacude.
Have I dealt with this, Lord?
¿He dudado de esto, Señor?
Am I just deceiving myself?
Estoy simplemente engañándome.
If there's only one place you'll take my sacrifice, my faith, there's only
si
one place you'll meet me, am I there?
Tomarás mi sacrificio, mi fe?
Really?
¿En verdad?
How do I find it?
¿Cómo lo encuentro?
Blessed be the name of the Lord, because he tells you.
Bendito sea el nombre del Señor, porque te dice.
Okay, it's like he says in Matthew chapter 5.
Como te dice en Mateo 5.
Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven.
Sean perfectos como lo es su Padre que está en el cielo.
And if he tells you, You have to be perfect.
Tienes que ser perfecto.
He makes you a way for you.
Él hace un camino para ti.
To be perfect.
Para ser perfecto.
That's grace.
Eso es gracia.
And he brings you his truth.
Te trae su verdad.
Find one place in the scripture.
Encuentre un lugar en la escritura.
Where grace is not connected to truth.
Donde gracia no es conectada a la verdad.
Mm-hmm. Find one place.
Encuentre un lugar.
Where when grace is given,
donde
the truth comes
dado,
to the people.
La verdad viene.
Is that true or not true?
A la par. ¿Es eso verdad o no?
Yeah. He knows what he's doing.
Él sabe lo que está haciendo.
He's perfect.
Él es perfecto.
And he doesn't make mistakes.
No hace errores.
So even right now,
incluso ahora,
even today,
incluso hoy,
there's a spiritual happening going on between the Lord Jesus Christ and you in your heart.
Hay un acontecer espiritual entre el Señor Jesucristo
even
y
now,
usted en tu corazón.
You determine. Is there a spiritual happening here?
Aquí?
If there is, there
hay.
Is life.
Hay vida.
And you can walk out that door
puedes salir a esa puerta
with all kinds of resentment,
con todo tipo de resentimiento,
okay, or anger or bitterness,
o enojo y amargura.
Your spiritual happening is gone that bad fast.
El acontecer espiritual se va en ese instante.
Okay. Be a spiritual happening.
Sea el acontecer espiritual.
Musicians, would you come?
Músicos, ¿podrían venir?
Remember that song?
¿Recuerdas esa canción?
Oh, my loving brother.
Oh,
we've been singing that lately. I just is that coming a little more real all the time? Would you stand with me? Oh, my loving brother, when the world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Rock of ages, Rock of ages, left for me. Oh, my loving brother, when the world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom just to be your pillow? Hide me in the rock of ages, rock of ages, breath for me. He's greater than all my sin. Is the grace that brought set me free. I love that song. Because, you know, the grace that sets you free is the Lord Jesus Christ who comes to me with grace and truth. He is greater than all my sin. Is the grace that still sets. Sets me free. See, that's what it does. To praise Him. Hi. There you go. I'm walking in new. He's purged my conscience. He set me free. He's writing His word in my mind and in my heart. the graveyard of the Lamb. Thank you.
Dear Heavenly Father, we give you thanks, Father, for this word that you have brought to us through your servant this morning.
Thank you.
Just makes me think how many people don't really know your name. I still remember, Father, when you called me.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I got the call to the altar. They said, what is that name? I don't know that name. I don't know if that's the real God.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
But please guide me, I said in that prayer.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I don't know anything about God. It was a historical Jesus that I was preaching. And there's so many people in this world, in this city, in the same place now today. It's so sad to see this picture. Help your church, Father, to get to know your name.
Thank you, Jesus.
You have spoken thy word today. That you told this word, Lord, that even for repentance, it is your name speaking to us.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
Father, please, yes, help, Lord, us, to each one of us, to understand your name,
yes,
to bear your name everywhere we go.
Amen.
Please, Father, help us bear your name. Help us, Father, to give those fruits that you want us to produce, Father.
Bless you all. You are all today a spiritual happening of the Almighty God. He has called you for His name. He has called you personally for His name, that His name might be manifested through you, that you might bear His name, that you worship in His name. Okay? That you manifest and that you are that name made manifest in this day. You are a spiritual happening. Praise be to the Almighty God. God bless you.